getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, I guess that's my cue to get to work. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Back with another week of great polkas and waltzes and whatnot for you, like we do every week here on the show. For those of you that are counting, and I'm sure none of you are, show number 284, by the way. Holy cow. And now that summer is officially over, now what are we going to do? What with we've made it through the Labor Day weekend, well, pretty much, you know, this first week in September anyway. Well, I'll tell you more about it later. Let's just get things rolling. My Melody of Love, of course, big hit for Bobby Vinton. It would be silly if I played the Bobby Vinton well-known common version, right? Let's play it by the Chet Dragon Orchestra, shall we?
Moja droga, ja cię kocham. Means that I love you so. Moja droga, ja cię kocham. More than you'll ever know. Kocham ciebie całym sercem. Love you with all my heart. Return to me and always be my melody of love.
La 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 la. My melody of love. La 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 la. My melody of love. La 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 la. My melody of love. La la.
Droga, ja cię kocham. Means that I love you so. Moja droga, ja cię kocham. More than you'll ever know. Kocham ciebie całym sercem. Love you with all my heart. Return to me and always be my melody of love.
All right, there you go, the Chet Dragon Orchestra, their version of My Melody of Love, here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I was going to start explaining to you that, you know, we just had going through the Labor Day holiday weekend, and up here we don't have Labor Day. Well, we do, but we don't call it that. Here in our little town, it's Farmer's Day. They celebrate bringing in the harvest and all that. And even though it's Farmer's Day, they turn it into like a four-day thing. And it's when the population of our town for a day or two goes from 600 to like 4,000. So it gets a little crazy around here. But those of you in the area celebrating Farmer's Day up around the Iron Range of northern Minnesota compared to the rest of the world, which is having Labor Day weekend anyway. So there you go. Now, always good one early in the show. We can get our first record where I'm not sure how to pronounce the name of the band. We have the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka, which we all know. I think a million bands have recorded it, of course. And I think out of all the versions, this is the only one that I've ever seen where the word pumpkin is not spelled pumpkin. They have it, you know, in the pumpkin. It says Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie, P-U-N-K-I-N apostrophe. No pumpkin. And why is there an apostrophe at the end? Pumpkin pie, K-I-N. It ends with K-I-N. That's not where the apostrophe should be. It should be where the P should be. Anyway, it doesn't really matter when you get down to it. But how do you say the name of the group? The Froelke Sisters, I think. F-R-O-E-L-K-E. I want to say the Froelich Sisters, but I don't think that's right. I'm not sure, but anyway... it's a nice old vintage 45 anyway. So let's roll it. And I know everybody knows this song. Feel free to sing or dance or whatever you want to do. Here we go. Little Apples, Peaches, and Pumpkin Pie. See, it's Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. And the Froelich Sisters is how I'm going to say it. Whether or not that's right, I don't know. But anyway, there you have it here at Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm going to try to look it up, see if I'm pronouncing that right. Now, let's go to some serious German-style music, shall we? What you call your real oompa music. The Earl Schmidt Band and the Green Meadows Polka.
We'll be right back.
All right, there you go. The Earl Schmidt Band there, Green Meadows Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. By the way, if you happen to know how to pronounce the Froelich sisters, F-R-O-E-L-K-E, hey, let us know, which is my opportunity to remind you how you can get in touch with us at the Oompa Hour. With modern technology and all that fancy stuff these days, there's like a million ways that you can get a message to the show. You can email oompahour at AOL.com. That's easy and popular. You can call or text on an actual phone, like even a phone with a cord. Well, you can't text on a phone with a cord. But 218-259-2985, you can leave a voice message. You can text to that number, 218-259-2985. And you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, and leave a message there, whatever you want to do. Those are all possible ways that you need. If you have a request, a dedication, a question, or you want to tell me how to pronounce the Froelich sisters correctly, I tried looking them up on the interwebs, and apparently they have both passed away. But that is a 50-year-old record, so I guess that doesn't surprise me. But nowhere did I find how to pronounce their name. So I will continue in my quest for that one. I got a Lil Wally record up next. I haven't heard from Lil Wally in a little while. It's called The Jukebox Cheer. And it's kind of misleading because it's an instrumental. There's no cheering in it, really. And we became owners of a jukebox over the last week or so that a local fella had in his alley with a tarp over it for a couple of weeks. This is an amusing story that I'll make short. This is a small town, so everybody knows everybody. And the police chief stopped me one day and he said, "Hey, you know those things they used to have in restaurants where you could play a record?" And I'm like, "You mean a jukebox?" He's young. He doesn't know. I said, "Yeah, that's it." As there's a guy that's got one in his alley, in the driveway in his alley. He's got a tarp over it. And I guess they'd been picking on the guy because there was a lot of junk in the yard. And he said, "I think he would like to get rid of it. And maybe, you know, you're the only guy I know that could possibly be interested." So I went over there. We made a deal anyway. So I have a 1951 jukebox out in the garage. And it's all there. And it needs a lot of fixing, though. And I have not restored a jukebox since 1979. So we'll see what happens. But then when I found Lil Wally doing the jukebox cheer coming in to do the show today, I thought, well, that's obviously fate of some sort.
Time.
Well, what do you know?
What do you know? There she goes. What do you know? There she goes.
All right, let's have a brief lesson in disc jockey technique and phraseology here, because what you have just heard between those two songs there is what we call a segue, where I went from one song right to the next song without me babbling in between them, which I almost never do on the show. I'll bet you that in 284 shows, you might find five times that I segued from a song to another without talking, and that's a segue. And I don't like to do that. I like to tell you what you're listening to. And you before that, you heard Lil Wally do the jukebox cheer. And that was the Shimoleski Brothers Orchestra doing the What Do You Know polka. But I thought, hey, they're going to introduce it by saying, hey, what do you know, right at the beginning. So I thought, I'm just going to smush right into it. Smushing is not the technical term. That would be the segue. And as long as we're getting into technical terms, you may have noticed the second record I played today, which was, wait a minute, which one? Was that the Freilich Sisters? It was. You may have noticed that at the beginning of that one, the record went, that's what we call a wow, because I didn't have the record correctly queued up on the turntable. And that is because after I had the record to go, I realized, ready to go, I didn't realize I didn't know how to pronounce the Freilich Sisters. So I spun the record around backwards on the turntable so it was facing me so I could see how it was spelled. And in the process of doing that, I messed up having the needle in the right place. It is a very complicated business. You're sitting at home going, I could sit there and play polka records on the radio. Ah, very complicated. Fritz Bechtel and the Jolly Ramblers with vocals by the Winkert Sisters. You have to wonder how they even fit all that information on a record label, don't you? From Polka Land Records out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and I just like saying Sheboygan, here's Johnny's Got a Girlfriend. All right, there you go. The Fritz Bechtel along with the Jolly Ramblers and the Winkert Sisters. That's a lot of people all on one record. Johnny's got a girlfriend here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. What I can't believe is that we're this far into the show, and I have yet to talk about World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and officially invite you to pay them a visit at your earliest opportunity, or whenever the spirit happens to move you anyway. Over 1,400 accordions, concertinas on display. I'm not making that up. Think of how much that weighs. It's mind-boggling when you think about it. They have their concert hall. They have their accordion technicians repair school. They have all sorts of activities throughout the year. They've got a great gift shop. It's really, you know, if you're into, even if you're just into music and not necessarily old-time music or accordions or whatever, it's still a very interesting visit. You can kind of visit it online. Obviously, you don't get the ambiance. But you can visit them online at worldofaccordions.org and find out an awful lot of information. Take a look at some pictures. You can even shop the gift shop online and then maybe plan to pay them a visit. What a great time to head up into the Duluth Superior area as we're getting into fall and the leaves changing and all that fancy stuff. Beautiful hiking trails and scenic drives and campgrounds and stuff, waterfalls, parks. Check it out. Find out more. worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find them. On the interwebs. Well, now we already had the Frelich sisters, and I'm probably saying that wrong. We just had Fritz Bechtel with the Winkert sisters singing. Now we got Renata and Girls, 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 which was an all-girl polka band as well, doing their rendition of La Paloma Blanca. Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls there in La Paloma Blanca. Why do I always think of like Slim Whitman when I hear that? Didn't Slim have a big hit with that? I don't know. Anyway, there they are here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Here's another one everybody knows. Just Because been recorded by just about everybody that's ever done a polka, I think. Here it is by the Polka Ambassadors. Even though that was an instrumental, you were singing with it, weren't you? Polka Ambassadors there, just because you're on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Every week we do this, you know, spinning old-time records, actual records. I'm holding a 45 in my hand right now. None of that fancy digital stuff. We do it the analog way here on the Oompa Hour. All right, Myron Florin, we haven't heard from a while on the show. Of course, the star accordionist for the Lawrence Welk Show for decades. And made a lot of records, and they don't get played very often. Here's one of them called the Happy Yodeler Polka. It's Myron Florin. We'll be right back. That sounded like a happy yodeler to me. I don't know. Myron Florin here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And, of course, Myron played for Lawrence Welk, so I was like, well, let's play a Lawrence Welk record. I don't have the actual date for this record, but it's an oldie but a goodie. It's way older than the Myron Florin record I just played. Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music, of course, and the Pound Your Table Polka. I think this record is actually pre-Myron Florin. I'm not 100% sure. You know, a responsible disc jockey would have looked up that sort of thing. Anyway, here's Larry and the gang. This is the Pound Your Table Polka.
Across the street that's not like other places. It's where neighbors like to meet and greet familiar faces. There's no talk of daily cares or troubles allowed. There's where fun is king, and that's what brings in the crowd. If the older folks don't dance, they bring their youngsters with them, for they love to watch romance and beat their feet in rhythm. When the band is through a swing, then the leader tells the ring, say you mothers, hey you brothers, everybody sing.
Sing together one more chorus
till the rafters will ring. Raise your voices and sing
one more chorus if you're for us.
Join us all in the song.
Give the band a helping hand and come along.
There you have it, the Pound Your Table Polka with the Champagne Music of Lawrence Welk here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I was just looking to see if there was a date on there. It's hard to read the 45s when they're going around, you know what I mean? I'm trying to read this little tiny print on here. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Anyway, as long as we're digging up old polka records, well, that's all we play because they're all records on the show that have a TV connection. I have Ron Terry in his orchestra. I don't believe we've ever had him on the show before. You may know the name back in, late 50s, early 60s, I would guess. Ron Terry walked into the WGN TV station in Chicago and said, hey, you don't have any polka shows on the air, and I think you should. And he talked him into it, and he did, and of course it became enormously successful. So, and I don't think we've played any Ron Terry's records on the show before, so we've got one right now. Here they are, Ron and the orchestra with the Baby Doll Polka.
Yeah.
All right, have it. Ron Terry in the orchestra, Baby Doll Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That's all the critical information you need for this brief moment between records. Have the Keystone Polka up next. By the way, we will have a waltz in the show. Where did I put that? I know I had a waltz ready because we always try to have a waltz in every show. I have Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones to do a waltz for us in just a little bit. But before we do that, let's do the Keystone Polka, the Polka Dots. And that's Dots with two T's, oddly enough. There you have it, Polka Dots there, Keystone Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, I know I was talking about doing an Eddie Blazonczyk waltz, and we will. I promise. I got it coming up. The record's right here in my other hand. But I got Walter Ostenek here. It says Canada's Polka King right on the record, and you can't argue with that. And this seems like an awkward name for a song. It's called Do What You Do Do Well. It's Do What You Do Do Well. Do What You Do Do. Well, I don't. There's two doo-doos right next to each other. It's very confusing. But anyway, here it is.
Yes. Sometimes he'd kiss my mama, and he'd hold her so tenderly. Then he'd look across the top of her head, and he'd wink, and he'd say to me, do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart, yes, do what you do, do well. Now sometimes he'd kiss my mama, and he'd hold her so tenderly. Then he'd look across the top of her head, and he'd wink and he'd say to me, do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart, yes, do what you do, do well. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart, yes, do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart, yes, do what you do, do well.
There you go, do what you do, do well. Walter Ostenek here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and we will waltz with Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, now this waltz I have, I feel like I just recently played this. I didn't bother to look it up, of course. And it might just be because it's kind of a goofy waltz, so it stays with you and you feel like you've just heard it. But maybe not. I don't know. It's the Sweet Violets waltz anyway. Here's Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones.
Was a farmer who sat by the creek, watching the little boys play with their marbles and toys, having fun galore, when along came a girl who looked like a pretty young lady who laid in the grass. And when she rolled over, she showed us her ruffles and tuffles. We all wished her luck, for she entered a contest to see how long she could knit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling. Sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets. Was a farmer who sat by the creek, watching the little boys play with their marbles and toys, having fun galore, when along came a girl who looked like a pretty young lady who laid in the grass. And when she rolled over, she showed us her ruffles and tuffles. We all wished her luck, 'cause she entered a contest to see how long she could knit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets.
And that is why that record has printed right on the label, like it came this way. It says, not suitable for airplay. But, hey, that doesn't stop us here at the Oompa Hour. I'm telling you what, I'm going to try to sneak in a couple more tunes before we run out of time. How about Dick Piller and the orchestra with the Don't You Know Polka? There you go. The Don't You Know Polka, Dick Piller and the orchestra on Tim's Oompa Hour. Let's go out on some German style, shall we? Whoopie John and the boys. Why not? This is the rock and roll to the round and round beat. Pat Wilfart doing the singing on this one.
tap cat. Wenn wir rock und roll mit der round und round beat. Mit oh papa will be so gay. Till your papa and mama call you away. But we'll meet again. Und then darling then we'll rock und roll mit der round und round beat.
Yo, Whoopi John, and rocking and rolling to the roundabout beat here on Tim Zumpa Hour, which effectively wraps things up for another week. I don't know, it seemed like there were a lot of records in this week's show. I think we were one more than average. I must not have been yapping as much as I usually do, huh? But anyway, I'm already starting on the stacks for next week, so have no fear.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. Back to do it again next week. Same bat time, same bat station. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody. And I'm not kidding either, okay?